Now, look, we've been talking about it for a little while, but the AudioCraft conference is on this weekend. You might remember just a little while ago, 2SER did an AudioCraft event where we did the live version of our Just Words podcast for the final episode of our first season. And AudioCraft is essentially a celebration of radio makers and podcasters from Australia and around the world. One of the attendees is Jess Ong. Now, Jess is part of the team that runs Spun, which is a live storytelling night up in Darwin. Spun team has been putting together a podcast series of that event, launched just a couple of weeks ago, and Jess is in town this weekend to present at AudioCraft. For now, though, she joins me on the phone. Very good morning, Jess.
Hi, Nick. How are you going?
I'm good. Let's talk a little bit about Spun to begin with, because I am absolutely loving just how popular storytelling nights still are.
Yeah, they're a really wonderful, fascinating insight into people's lives. And so Spun came to life in Darwin 2 years ago now. So we just celebrated our second anniversary.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. And to gloat just a little bit, we have sold out all of our events.
Gloat away, which, please.
Yeah, well, I think that's a real testament to people's thirst and hunger for stories that are told live and that are a true insight into other people's lives. So Spun is basically a quarterly event that pops up around Darwin, and it celebrates the stories of everyday Territorians. So while we have had some storytellers who are writers or authors, for the most part, our storytellers are just everyday people. So we've had, you know, a meteorologist, we've had a surgeon, just everyday people who are going about their lives quietly. And so our premise with Spun is to shine a light on those people and celebrate the really incredible things that they do.
And how long had you been wanting to get a podcast together for it?
So the creative director of Spun, Johanna Bell, and I had always been talking about trying to get Spun into a podcast. And so we'd been wanting to do it probably for the last year or so. For the first year, our focus really was on the live events and, you know, getting a bit of momentum behind that. But that momentum came a lot faster than we anticipated. And so Yo and I were both, and the rest of our Spun team, were kind of doing Spun on the side of our other jobs. And so then we finally found the time and breathing space to put our heads into the podcast world. And as you said, it launched a few weeks ago and we've just wrapped up our first season. So our second season will launch at the start of July, roughly.
Oh.
So, it's a curated collection of stories from our live events. And our whole idea behind the podcast was to take those stories from our little tropical town and have them go wandering. So we're really, you know, excited to get into the ears of people, you know, interstate and, you know, hopefully overseas, and provide a little bit of armchair travel and, you know, break up your mundane commute and offer a bit of warmth in a cold winter and come up to the north with us. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of power in those podcasts, and you know, podcasts are taking off now. It's crazy and amazing, so it's really exciting for us to be able to be a part of that world and know that, yeah, there are people who are going to be listening to stories from Darwin and from the territory and learning a little bit more about us that go beyond the stereotypes that exist around the Northern Territory.
Was it a difficult translation from live event to podcast? I always find that quite curious because Storyteller Nights, even though you are listening, there's an intimacy to being in that room that I was never quite sure how you would get that feeling across.
Mm. So we, as I said, it's a curated collection of our live stories. I think, you know, all of our storytelling nights are in an intimate venue. So there is that close proximity to the storyteller. But I think we've really managed to translate that into a podcast. We made a particular choice in only one story being featured in an episode. So everything around that episode goes into that one person's story. And I think that really helps to focus on that person and their story and maintain that intimacy that we've had at the live event. There's also, you know, the stories go for around 10 to 12 minutes on average. And I host it, but we have, like, I approach it with a very like I'm just the bookends, you know, there's not a lot of me in that podcast. And I think that's important as well, that and that might change down the track if we start doing Q&As and things like that with the storytellers. But for the moment, all of the love and emphasis is on the storyteller and what they have to share, because, you know, it's a really big thing for them to get up on stage and Spun really asks, we ask our storytellers to bring themselves to a point of vulnerability. And that's a really big ask just generally in life, but also when you're in a small town and you're guaranteed to know, you know, at least two people in the audience, you know, that's a really big ask for us to put on our storytellers, and they've all responded beautifully. So I think we do in the podcast, it's a priority of ours to make sure that that love and focus is still kept on the storyteller and their story.
Now, you're in town for Audiocraft, as I said. What are you presenting on?
So I'm on a panel talking about the rules of engagement and why it's important to find and share stories that are outside of your bubble. So that will be an interesting conversation. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too, because, I mean, certainly from a Sydney perspective, Darwin is well outside our bubble. I think we're a very inward-looking city sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's the real beauty of Spun and why it's been such a great opportunity for me to come down, and Johanna as well as coming down. And we actually went to Audiocraft last year, and I remember we were having breakfast just before the start of the event, and both she and I were just like, what the hell are we doing here? Like, we feel so, you know, we're just these blow-ins from the north who just felt a little bit overwhelmed with everything. You know, we felt a little bit new and uncertain, and now it's just such a thrill to have seen how far both she and I have come, and Spun especially have come in terms of fitting into the landscape. So yeah, I think it's a great opportunity, and it's wonderful that there's some focus on regional and remote Australia, because you know, Darwin, we're really far away from everyone else. You know, I can fly to Bali in 2 hours. So, you know, I'm closer to that, to Asia, than I am, you know, anywhere else. So I think that's really fascinating. And I think just the pace at which we do things, and, you know, we have some really lively characters up here. And so it's really exciting to be able to take them walking and share them around. So it'll be really interesting. And yeah, there's plenty of great stories that are outside everyone's bubble. But I think, you know, the beauty of audio is that while it might be outside my bubble as a producer, it's the inside of someone else's bubble. And I think having reality reflected back on you and hearing the stories of people who you just walk past every day is a really strong trigger for empathy and understanding, and just that curiosity of, you know, what other people have to go through and have gone through to get where they are. So I think, yeah, having those considerations is really important, and it's wonderful that we get to be a part of that. And also, you know, the great thing about working with people on their true stories is it's a great excuse to ask lots of questions and not come across like a creep, you know. Like, I'm genuinely a curious person, but now with my Spun hat on, I can actually, you know, ask all of these questions that probably in another world would be a little bit too invasive, perhaps.
Jess, we will have to leave it there, but of course 2SER will be at Audiocraft. We look forward to hearing you talk, and thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you very much. Jess Ong there. She's going to be in town for Audiocraft. She is one of the coordinators of Spun, and they have a brand new podcast out that you can check out, Storytelling from Darwin.